Veritas Wealth is an independent financial planning business focused on managing wealth. In this series, we share hard-earned insights gained through years of experience at the cutting edge of financial planning.
Rick, it's really good to see you again. Welcome back to the studio.
Cool. Thanks, Sean. Good to see you.
You look well. You look rested. You look like you've had some time to think and contemplate life at length, which I appreciate when it comes to financial planning. So often on this podcast, though, we do talk about accumulating wealth or preparing for a secure future. We're looking towards retirement and planning our lives up until that point so that we feel secure in the decisions we've made. And then, I suppose, maximizing our investments as well and planning that as best as possible. I don't know if it's fair to ask you this, but what would you say currently is an investment that you would be able to, I suppose, maximize on, right? Like currently a really good return on investment. What would you say that is?
Sean, so you're asking me for the best returning asset class?
I mean, you've been taking time to think. I can see you're rested. Your brain's firing with creative answers. I have a suspicion.
It's funny you say that. We actually were sort of brainstorming an article at work the other day talking about what would be a catchy thing, like the best returning assets, and then talk about some lifestyle things. And coincidentally, it's been Mandela Day this last past week. Mandela had a quote which was something along the lines of education has the power to, you know, the power to change the world, I think, something along those lines. And funnily enough, I actually think the best investment that you can make is probably an investment in yourself. And what I mean by that is becoming educated. And Mandela said to change the world, which is more noble. I'm saying it will change your world.
I am surprised, but at the same time, I suppose if I sat still long enough and thought about it the way that you think about these things, I can see how it would apply. I mean, my immediate guess was going to be something like stocks and things that I don't fully
understand.
NFTs here or buy a property there, and that's definitely going to. But you're saying investing in oneself will change one's own world.
Obviously, we could get into, you know, what's the being the best returning asset class. But, you know, if we think more holistically about it, and we often have, you know, we meet a young person who's maybe inherited some money from their gran or whatever the case may be, and they're kind of going, hey, where can I invest this money? But I am thinking of studying further. And actually, our advice there would be, you know what? Depending on what you're studying, we think that's an investment in yourself is probably going to reap the highest returns. And why we say that is because you're going to be able to get a better job and you're going to be able to earn more. And by earning more, you have the potential to get a better return on yourself. So think of yourself as the asset.
Yeah.
And by investing in yourself, you're going to get a better return.
Okay. And I'm not sure if this will be a controversial question then, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Mm-hmm. He's gone quizzical on us, folks. Fees must fall was a big thing a while ago. Are we talking just about like academic tertiary education, like a degree and a PhD and a master's? Or what are you saying? What are you putting under that umbrella?
Yeah, Sean, that's a fine line. I mean, no, I'm not just saying university education. I'm saying any skill, really, to be honest, that betters you as a person and allows you to be able to earn more. By earning more, you're helping potentially a family. Your impact is large. And any skill that doesn't have to be a tertiary education, doesn't have to be a university degree. As a matter of fact, this doesn't even have to be when you're young. This can be throughout life. It's kind of reinvesting in yourself. And that's not even the return that you're getting earning a higher income. It's actually just in your well-being and creating a good cognitive ability, staying connected, all of those sorts of things. So really what I was getting at is your best returning kind of asset class is probably yourself if you invest in yourself. But I do want to say there's a little bit of a caveat to that.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'm going to say the eternal student.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my sister. Yes.
It's somebody who just continues studying and almost, I'm not going to say shies away from the real world, but I think that must eventually translate into an income and to be able to, you know, benefit from all of those years of studying.
You've mentioned not necessarily tertiary education, but anything that's really pushing your cognitive ability, challenging you maybe a little bit outside of your norms, giving you a skill that you could potentially use in one way or the other. And we're seeing so much happen with prompting and AI at this point in time. I'm trying to encourage my dad in his 70s to learn to do that. Again, pushing his cognitive abilities, pushing his ability to earn something. He doesn't have to go out and achieve a degree, so to speak, or a diploma or a certificate, but he can learn a new skill that gives him the potential to earn an income. And I think that's what you're saying, right? With an income, I have the potential to increase my wealth.
And I think the other thing there is, that's worth mentioning, well, two things. The first one is, you talk about cognitive ability. My wife's gran was studying at UCT. I think it was like winter courses or whatever. She studied right through into her 80s. I think she was studying Russian at one point. So that keeping yourself... you know, your cognitive ability up, that's you know, that's amazing. And yeah. it keeps you sharp, you know. And then the second thing, yes, just going on to earn your ability to earn an income and the wealth that can create. I just want to say that income in itself isn't wealth. Having a higher income and able to demand a higher income because of your education, let's say, enables you to create wealth, and by create and you know, with, you know, with savings, etc. I mean, if you don't have a high enough income and you're living from hand to mouth, it's very hard to create wealth. And I'm not talking about creating wealth for creating wealth's sake. I'm talking about being able to become financially independent and have an emergency fund and, you know, those sorts of things. So it's like being able to create something. You need the means to be able to do that. And this income and the ability to earn a high income is really what I'm talking about.
Well, I'll be honest. I had no idea that was going to be your answer when I posed the question. I'm glad I asked it. Thank you so much for your time. As always, the insights that you have are invaluable to the rest of us. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Cool, Sean. Good to see you. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Veritas Wealth Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and visit veritaswealth.co.za for more on managing your wealth. Veritas Wealth, real people, real conversations. A place where money and life meet.